Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Today on CityCast Chicago. It's officially autumn, my friends, and that means it's time for our CityCast Fall Getaway Guide. All this week, we're bringing you the best spots for fall vibes, and to kick it off, the team is going road tripping. Me and the rest of the gang each picked a direction and gave our best road trip idea. So who you think got the best getaway? It's Tuesday, September 26th. I'm Jacoby Cochran, and this is What Chicago's Talking About. For the next 3 days, we're going to be talking road trips, train trips. We're talking camping, glamping, and we're starting off with the CityCast Chicago team. I'm here with lead producer Simone Alisea.
Hey.
Newsletter editor Sydney Madden.
Hi.
Marketing coordinator Jermaine Thomas.
That's me.
Can I play a quick autumn rapid fire with you guys?
Mm-hmm. For sure.
I would love that.
I'm going to call your name, and I want you to tell me your favorite fall flavor, Jermaine.
Vanilla? Is that fall?
We can make that fall. Sydney?
Great.
Apple pie?
Kobe?
Oh, that was good. Caramel apple.
Ooh, okay. Your favorite fall color, Jacoby?
Dark green. Like olive, maybe.
Jermaine?
Orange.
Sid?
Burnt orange. Okay. A specific orange in my head.
That felt like the dollar up in Price is Right move, but I liked it.
Right.
That's fall the kind orange. Of person I am.
You guys all know right. what I'm talking about.
Your favorite autumn produce, Sydney?
I'm going to say apple again. Versatile.
Jermaine?
Yeah, it's got to be an apple.
Jacoby?
Squash.
What?
Hell no. Not the squash.
Squash.
I didn't even think vegetable. Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, but it's not. I'm not eating a squash, so that's a no.
Well, you ain't had it made the way I get down with it. Whatever. Ooh, sweet potato. No, I'm changing. Ooh. Sweet potato. Is that produce?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's produce. That's produce. Bet.
Sweet potato.
Your favorite Halloween candy, Jacoby?
Oh my God! What? Pink Starburst. You know them little two-pack of Starbursts? If you get a yes. double pink, you just hit the lottery.
Sydney?
Sour Patch Kids, including the sugar at the bottom of the bag.
Oh,
come Jermaine? On.
That's the good stuff.
The extra large Lifesaver gummies.
Okay.
That come
okay.
in like single packs. Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. I love those.
Your favorite monster, Jermaine?
I'm sorry, I'm drawing a blank. My head was like Frankenstein, so I guess that's just my number one by default.
Jacoby.
Vampires.
Sid.
Vampires.
I'm gonna go with Baby Mike from Monsters University, the sequel to Monsters, Inc., because that's the only one that came to mind. And I hope his name's Mike.
I like that. Each of us picked a direction, and we're going to give you options, places and things to do along the route, maybe a city to stop in, some of the cool things you could see there. All we needed to know today was get into a car, go a reasonable distance, and give us some cool shit to do along the way. Simone, I want to start with you. Where does fall rank in your seasons, and what does a good fall getaway sound or look like to you?
See, this is a great place to start because I am historically not a fall lover. Okay. I don't like being cold as a rule. I have also never done a quote unquote fall getaway. Like, this was a really hard question for me, Jacoby. I don't know if anyone else felt this way, but like, so here's sort of my vision board for the fall getaway, right? Here, if you will, my audio vision board. Is I'm thinking fall fruits, fall produce. I'm thinking apples. I am thinking leaves. There should be colors. There should be a little bit of spookiness. I think there should be some dead stuff. I think somewhere in the mix.
here we go. We ain't even into the guy, just in the parameters and the third option. Something got to be dead, right? Dead stuff along the way.
That's how haunted thing. That's the definition of haunted, guys. That's what it means. Yeah. So my direction is I went north. So I kind of wanted to get a taste of what Wisconsin has to offer. I think like when I think sort of like basic. I apologize. When I think fall,
drag like, Wisconsin.
I'm not trying to drag. This is not a drag. This is not a drag at all. But like, okay, I have this distinct memory in college where I lived in the dorms for 1 year, and my dorm did an annual trip to Apple Holler, and like everybody was talking about it. Everyone was so obsessed with Apple Holler. This is in southeastern Wisconsin. It's like an hour away, probably even closer for me to get there. And everyone was just like, oh my God, I'm so excited for Apple Holler. And they had the outfits, they had the vest, they had the flannel, like the boots. It was like a whole to do. And I was so confused by the whole concept of it. I had no idea. And so I didn't go on the Apple Holler trip. And now I feel like I need to see what it is. I need to see what the fuss is about. I need to see why it's so good. Sydney, you sold me on the apple cider donut. You mentioned it in the newsletter last week. I think that's where I'm going to start is I'm going to start with Apple Holler, which was voted. It has been voted as like among the top apple picking in the country. Again, I don't totally know what makes one experience better than the other? Are the apples better? I don't know. I got to try it. I got to see. I don't know. I need to see it to believe, I think. I think that's what's going on.
I'm going to have some apple picking in mind, too. And I have no idea what makes Iowa apple picking different from Wisconsin apple picking.
Well, maybe we should pick the apples and then compare, right? Maybe that should be the next contest is we'll do a bunch of apple picking. We'll compare the apples, see who's got the best ones.
I'm very here for that. I've been looking for a reason to like make my friends come apple picking with me. And I think work is a great reason.
There you go. So then I was thinking about like what else we want to do, what else we want to see. If you want sort of to keep a more like urban experience, Milwaukee is right. It's like less than 2 hours away from Chicago. Mm-hmm. It is. I just spent some time in Milwaukee actually this summer, and it was very cute. Loved doing it. And this is where the spooky stuff comes in. They have a couple of haunted hotels that I think are worth checking out. Shaker's Cigar Bar and Penthouse has, you know, it's got that prohibition history. You know, it used to be a speakeasy and a brothel. It was owned by the Capone brothers during Prohibition. So, you know, folks, Chicagoans who like that kind of Capone history, that gangster history, you can find a little bit of that outside of the city as well. You can just stop in at the bar and get a little bit of history. They'll have some kind of spooky decorations up. But the other thing that you can do is stay at the brothel turned Airbnb above the bar or take a ghost tour. So if you really want to get into the ghost. But I think I feel like staying in a spot that used to be a brothel is a really unique kind of getaway experience. Is it very fall? I think because it's haunted, that makes it fall. That's why this counts, in my opinion. There is another haunted bed and breakfast. It's called Brumder Mansion Bed and Breakfast, also in Milwaukee. It is this 1910 Victorian Gothic mansion. If you've ever seen the show Ghosts on Paramount Plus, that's the kind of vibe you're looking at it for this bed and breakfast. There apparently some Chicago ghost hunters have actually been to this place and have confirmed some supernatural occurrences, unexplained noises, objects moving, haunting nightmares. You know, they hold, you know, murder mystery events. They might hold a magic show. It has also been voted as a top romantic getaway for you spooky date lovers out there. Just want to point that one out. But of course, I don't think fall would be complete without some fall colors. And Wisconsin has some of the best fall colors around. And so the two spots I want to call out, Lake Geneva, Which I know is popular among also among Chicagoans as a vacation spot. There are some very cute cabin rentals. You know, this is sort of a more like, this is like if you want cozy by the fire, you're building your little like, you've got your little fall mug and you've got, you want to take a little jaunt around the lake and see some colors. That is, I think, the spot for you. I also want to call out Cedarburg, which is just north of Milwaukee. Cedarburg, in addition to being part of one of the most scenic drives you can take in Wisconsin when it comes to fall leaves, which, by the way, peak in both of these areas in the third week of October. Always check your fall color reports. You can check when the colors peak. Cedarburg also has some really great Oktoberfest offerings. And so if that is also part of your fall, you know, beer, Oktoberfest, obviously Wisconsin and beer go hand in hand as well. So I feel like that is just a match made in heaven. A little bit of something for everybody, I think, just north of the Illinois border there. So yeah, those are my picks for this northern fall getaway.
Come on, you
super
got some
thorough somehow.
Right? She was just like, oh, I got a little something, something. This is going to be relaxed. Then broke out the Disney Haunted Mansion. Like, took us to multiple places. I'm going to one city and just going
to
kind of move around.
To be clear, I don't think you would do all that in one getaway. I think I was
you
trying
just gave
to
some vibes.
Out. I'm still trying to figure out what fall means to me. Like, I really don't know. Like, I don't know which of these... Like, it's like that meme where it's like, tag yourself, you know? Like, I don't know which of these I am yet, to be honest. And I will have to find out.
Jermaine, from one sort of fall skeptics to someone who loves fall, you've been nodding the entire time we yes. give love to autumn. One, what does the fall getaway mean to you? What are the things you have to have? And then what direction did you go and where we headed?
Yeah. So, you know, fall is my favorite season because I can layer my outfits. It's literally for the fashion. Like, that's the best part. I don't have to worry about wearing shorts or a light Respect. T-shirt. I can bundle, and it can be a light jacket, a heavy jacket, a vest, a hat, maybe a scarf. Like, once we get more like November, right? Like, I got my jeans, I got my boots. Like, it's giving fashion. Like, that's my favorite thing about fall. So for me, it has to be like the best outfits that I've been like waiting to wear all summer that have been sitting in the back of my closet because it works. And I just like to experience the last bit of outside where, you know, you can sit in the sun, but you're not burning up. So I'm definitely like getting like that last like bit of fresh air before it's time to like go into hibernation and things like that. So that is definitely what the fall season is giving for me.
So what direction are we headed to explore all of those quintessentially fall elements for you?
So yeah, we're going east, and I decided to skip everything in the middle and do 3 hours straight east to Indianapolis. I hate wilderness outside, but I like to be like outside, like in cities. So wherever I go is going to be a city, or maybe a beach, but mostly cities. So we're going Got to it. Indianapolis, real like low-key weekend. So, you know, we leave after work. That's like 5 o'clock on a Friday, so we're not getting there till like 8:30. So there's not much going on. We're checking in. We're going to a boutique hotel that I found super cute. It's called Bottle Works. So it's like an old like Coca-Cola factory.
Not a place to stay.
Yes, we're overnighting.
You're really tripping.
Yes. So we're heading up the Bottle Works Hotel. Super cute, super plush. I think comfort is also in my mood board for fall. So I definitely want to be at a place that gives me a nice soft bed, nice robes, good linen. You know what I mean? But Saturday is going to get serious. You know what I mean? So this area that Bottle Works is in is right across the street from this really cool food hall called The Garage. And they have like a bunch of different stuff. Like, there's restaurants, obviously, but there's also like boba, there's an open bar, you know, it's always 4 o'clock on Saturday. So we're going to be drinking in the morning. And then there's this other, there's arcade bar inside of it. So every single spot has these like really cool, it's like Boxville, where they have like different things inside of shipping containers. And then we're going to kind of like venture our way like more towards like the heart of downtown. And since I'm always looking for a photo op, we're definitely going to hit up the downtown canal that they have there. You can just kind of like walk it. It's not like a river walk situation. It's much more low key than that. But it's really like beautiful scenery. Like, you can catch the buildings and like get really cute photos. So we're definitely going to hit up the canal walk. And by this time, like, it's dinner. So I found this restaurant called Vita, which is like a modern American situation. So they have a tasting menu, which is also my favorite because it just takes the guessing work out of ordering. Because I mean, I can look at a menu for hours. There's like too many options. Like,
I'm in my indecisive era too. Don't worry, Jermaine. I like being told what to do. The menu's too hard. I got you. Good choice.
You feel me? Yeah, just take all the work out of it. I'll just eat whatever you sit down on the table. So Vida, V-I-D-A, is definitely perfect for that. We're going to do a good dinner, and then it's time to hit the town. Overall, what I want to get into is like be on the search for Indy's best cocktail. You know what I mean? So we're going bar hopping, and there's a couple good places you can do that. And one of them is Mass Avenue. There is a bunch of bars on the strip, like any strip you can find here in Chicago. So you can just literally just like hop and go back and forth. Like there is a spot called Teeny that I've been to that I enjoy. They do like a really good like music videos. And the last time I went, I literally still have songs that I discovered in the bar like that random night that I play now, which is wonderful. So we love a spot that does good music. You can just like sit down, chat, have a good cocktail. They also have fun speakeasies in Indianapolis. So there's one called The Vault that I think I will want to visit. It's kind of just like one of those that's like hard to find. Like it's kind of, you know, hidden. You got to go search for it. You know, just like a cool spot like that. Dimly lit, nice soft couches. A good lounge situation.
So this sounds like a really fun night, evening, day out in Indianapolis. But I'm just like curious about what about this is giving fall getaway for you. Like why take this trip in autumn?
Because it's never the wrong time to have a drink. That's why. So
all right,
we go
fair
like
enough.
Anywhere. But I think like Indianapolis is cool for like an autumn trip because like it's not too far. It's very like low key. I think the drivable distance is the most ideal part. Because for me, like the fall time is like really busy. Like, you know, we're always working. So we have the 9 to 5. I'm in school at DePaul. So I have like those classes piling up and like people want to get like their projects in and all that kind of stuff. So if I take a weekend getaway, it has to be really, really easy to do. And anything that involves an airport is not easy to do. So that's why Indy is good for the fall.
So we have been north. We've been east. Now we're going to head south with newsletter editor Sydney Madden. Before we get into where you're headed, Sydney, each time we've brought it up, you keep shaking your head. Obviously, we're leaving summer, which I imagine, was that your favorite season?
It is. My birthday is in the summer. I love summertime shy. I love the heat.
Look at that smile on her face right now, y'all. Just lit up.
It's so terrible outside already. I'm so cold in this hoodie. So yeah, I'm not looking forward to fall, to be honest. But I do have a fun getaway. So.
So how do you make the best of fall, even though you clearly dread it? And that's only gonna get worse, because if you hate being cold, then you're in for a few months of suffering.
Yeah, I'll say honestly, I haven't been great at embracing fall. I hope this year is different.
Beautiful. All right, so you chose to go south. Where exactly are you going?
Okay, so I've been wanting to go here since I was in college. This is a bit of a drive, 5 to 6 hours. It's Shawnee National Forest all the way downstate. It's very big, almost 300,000 acres. There's so much to do. You can camp there. I won't be doing that. I also found a cute little Airbnb, $72 a night. That's before the fees, though. It's a tiny home. It's been on the bucket list. You know, ideally, if I was going, I would go earlier in the fall, like, because I do prefer the warmer weather. And they have like lots of different water activities. They have like motorized boat section, non-motorized boats. They also have rock climbing. So shout out to Simone if she's trying to pull up. They have like various different landscapes too. There's the Garden of the Gods, which is very popular. There's like a tower you can climb. It's just giving all the nature. And that's what I really need from a fall getaway.
You need to be outside. Okay.
The only other thing that I was going to mention, which isn't a fall getaway thing, but if people wanted to bookmark this for a spring getaway guide, I guess there's going to be incredible views down there during the solar eclipse in April. Book your spot now.
There's also a solar eclipse on October 14th, actually.
I don't know. I'm not into the wilderness and stuff, but like y'all might like kind of get me out into somebody's woods sometime soon. I don't know. Some zip lining and some tiny homes.
It's a. I feel like we doing a, right. It's a little bit more activity based than just sort of making your way through camping and like fishing. I just feel like boating, zip lines, adventure parks. I feel like those like build in more incentive than like, all right, I'm gonna just go camp and walk around. I mean, obviously we're talking about camping and glamping, hiking this week, but I mean, when you listen to that conversation, you'll hear I need a little bit more motivation when I'm outside.
Right.
You can backpack down there too, but I won't be, but you can.
All right, so we've done some outdoor activities. You got some food in mind. What's some other things you're planning?
So the 5 to 6 hour drive, I wanted to stop halfway in Champaign where I went to college. And I wanted to maybe hit up some old professors, take them to lunch, thank them. I don't think I know anyone still there. But, you know, on the off chance they are, maybe go say hi. And then hit up this very good sandwich place in Champaign called Bread Company. And honestly, I'm fine buying a few days of food from there and then booking it downstate. I don't know what else is around there. But, yeah, Bread Company slaps.
What I love about that too is a fall theme is like a back to school is kind of a fall theme.
Totally.
So that's kind of a cute idea actually to visit your your college town, right? That's I love that.
Especially the quad at the University of Illinois during the fall. It's really pretty there. To be honest, I think as a college student I was like fall isn't that bad, but post grad back to being a fall hater.
North, east, south, and so obviously we are going to finish up west. And before I give mine, I want to give a huge shout out to Quinn M, who lives over in Logan Square. He listens to the podcast, reads the newsletter, and loved the idea of a fall guide so much, sent me a bunch of different places that we could go for a fall guide. And so my fall guide is being sponsored today by Quentin and Logan Square, because while Quentin lives in Chicago, his hometown is Iowa City, which is just about 3 hours pretty much directly west from Chicago and the home of the University of Iowa Hawkeyes. And that's where I'm going to be taking my road trip. If I were to go out there, one of the places I would consider stopping at is the Highlander Hotel. It's been open since the 1960s, but they've done a bunch of renovations. So inside, it's got a very artistic vibe. They've got ping pong rooms. The way the pool is set up is you could get a room nearby the pool so that you could go like right out your door and jump like right into the pool. For me, fall is probably my favorite, very similar to Jermaine. I love getting outside in layers. I love being able to put on a sweater. I love being able to wear a long coat. I love to wear my 17 different color beanies outside. And again,
the same beanie, multiple colors.
No, it's the exact same Kango beanie. I ordered 5 different colors all at the same time when it arrived.
I'm right there with you.
And so Iowa City is a place that is great for fall colors. You're able to get some fits off. And for me, I want a place that I'm going to drive to and then maybe has a little bit of a walkable vibe, things not too far from each other. And so one of the first things I'm going to do in Iowa City is go to the pedestrian mall. It's one of, according to them, one of the last pedestrian malls in the country. It's got tons of restaurants, shops, hotel, libraries, a bunch of murals. They really embrace, from what I can see, the local music, the local arts scene. And so they seem to be having rotating sculptures throughout Iowa's parks and throughout the downtown district. So the Iowa City Pedestrian Mall is definitely a place to check out, to walk around. And I'm not sure what the Iowa City fashion scene is like, but I know a lot of eyes gonna be on us, because we're gonna be looking like a fly. We might stand out in Iowa City. We might stand out a little bit. One other place I wanted to give a shout out to in Iowa City is the Webster. It's a place I'd go for dinner, and they had a drink on there called Penicillin, and it has scotch, lemon, and ginger honey syrup. And for some reason, that sounds like if you heated it up, that would taste absolutely fantastic. And so, yeah, I'm gonna go with some type of hot tea situation. And shout out to their public transit system. Earlier this summer, they announced free access to the buses for the next 2 years. So whether you live in Iowa City or you're visiting, you can ride around on any of their public buses without having to pay. You just got to download the app.
I was just going to ask the same question I asked Jermaine, is what makes this a fall getaway for you?
the colors for me, like road trip, getting outside of Illinois, obviously you can see colors in a bunch of places, but it's an opportunity to get to another city. And because I'm going to be outside a little bit, like I want to stop by the Lake McBride State Park, it's still a good opportunity to be outside, to get in the colors. They had their, they have some great apple picking, pumpkin patch opportunities out in Iowa as well. You know, I imagine they're known just as much for their corn mazes as we are here in Illinois. And so I'm definitely going to be getting some of those seasonal activities in so that you can both get out into nature, but you can also kind of stick around with the city vibes, which both Jermaine and I have made it clear we enjoy more than not. We will continue our Falls Getaway Guide throughout the rest of the week. Come back if you want to know about great places to take the train from Chicago for a nice getaway, places you can go camping, glamping, or get your fall hike on. I want to give another thank you to our newsletter editor, Sydney Madden.
Thanks.
Jermaine Thomas, our marketing coordinator.
Yes, thank you.
And our lead producer, Simone Alisea.
Thanks, Jacoby.
Before I let you go, if you're listening to this and thinking it ain't enough haunted stuff on this list for me, make sure you subscribe to our newsletter, Hey Chicago, where you can find a list of scary road trips. That's also where you'll learn about the latest ramp closures on the Kennedy Expressway and what the potential end of the writer's strike could mean for Chicago. Subscribe now at chicago.citycast.fm. And some good news. Tonight at the Music Box Theater in Lakeview, catch the fifth installment of Destroy Your Art. Four creators will premiere original shorts and then immediately destroy them things never to be seen again. I'm loving the concept and I'm going to check it out because I hit it as a blowtorch involved. See the show notes for a ticket link. We got more fall getaways coming to you. Join us tomorrow when we're hopping on the Metra to enjoy the season without a cop. I'll talk to you then. Peace.
Yeah, let's have some fun. Let's get weird, guys.
That is your motto for these things at this point.
I think it's best when we get weird.
I don't know how much weirder we can get.